愿上帝的恩典从岁首到年终都临到每一位母亲。
May God's grace be with you from the beginning of the year till the end of the year.
现在我们来读两处的经文。
We'll read two verses from the Bible.
两处经文都在旧约以赛亚书。
And they are in the Old Testament, Isaiah.
以赛亚书第四十九章。以赛亚书四十九章中文是861页，中文是861页。
Isaiah 49,
四十九章第十五节。
49 verse 15。
861页中文。以赛亚书四十九章第十五节是这样：妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不连续她所生的儿子？即或有忘记的，我却不忘记。
Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you.
这个地方我们的神呢，很奇妙的用做母亲的爱来形容他自己的爱。
Here, our Lord uses mother's love to depict his love for us.
那么母亲的爱有个特点，就是纪念，就是不忘记，他不会忘记你。
The one characteristic of the mother's love is that mother will never forget.
你看，我们今天在这纪念母亲节是一年一度。
And you see, here today we're celebrating the Mother's Day, and that's an annual event.
如果有儿女节的话，你晓得一年有多少度吗？
If there's such a thing called Children's Festival, then now, how many times do you think will happen a year?
我想知道365度。
Perhaps it'll be 365 times a year.
全年从岁首到年终，每天都可以过儿女节。
So every day from the beginning to the end of the year, we can have the Children's Day.
这个叫做纪念，不忘记。
This is called to remember and not to forget.
这是母亲的爱，把天父的爱活出来。
Here we see mother's love is truly a way to show of God's love.
我们再看以赛亚书六十六章。
And we'll turn to Isaiah chapter 66.
878面，中文878页，以赛亚书六十六章第十三节。
Isaiah 66:13.
六十六章十三节，母亲怎样安慰儿子，我就照样安慰你们，你们也必因耶路撒冷得安慰。
As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem.
这里面上帝再一次用母亲的爱来形容他自己的爱。
Once again, God uses mother's love to depict his love.
这里面爱的特点就是安慰。
And this time, the characteristic of the mother's love is to comfort.
我们可以这样说，母爱有两个特点。
We see there's two aspects of mother's love.
诸位看见吗？这个母爱的爱的中间这个心呢，是个红的心呢，你看到没有？
And you see in the Chinese character, the word love in the middle of it is this thing in red, which means the heart.
那是表示耶稣基督住在母亲的心里面。
That means God. Jesus lives in mother's heart.
你看母爱有两方面，没有事情的时候他纪念你，有事情的时候他安慰你。
And you see these two aspects. One is when there is no problem, then she remembers you, and when there are problems, she comforts you.
什么人需要安慰呢？
Now who needs this comfort?
出了事情了，有麻烦了，有问题了，才需要安慰。
That is when we run into problems, we run into obstacles, then we need this comfort.
那个时候母亲的安慰是实在是最好的了，最理想的，没有人能够胜过。
And we see at that time, mother's comfort is the best, the perfect one.
如果没有事情的时候呢，她就天天纪念你。
And if there's nothing happening, no problems, then she remembers you every day.
你可以测验一下，今天在座每位母亲，你把他那个 随手带着皮夹打开看看，里面都有儿女的相片在里面。
And well, you can try this, but I bet if you open up your mother's purse, you can see that she carries your pictures along all the time.
在我们家里我就看了，寇师母没事做就把照片拿来翻一翻，就翻了几千几万遍，她都不会厌烦的。
It's like my wife, you know, she would, you know, open up her children's pictures and look at them again and again for many, many times.
有时候要等信，想一想，这两天一定台北有信来了，一天跑七八趟那个邮箱。已经过了时间，已经没有了，还要不死心，还要去看看有没有信。
And then maybe while she's expecting letters from Taiwan from her children, you know, she would run to the mailbox, you know, 7-8 times. The postman has already passed, and there's no letter for sure. Then she'll run there to check it out.
这叫做有事情的时候安慰你，没有事情的时候纪念你，这是母爱。很具体的表现。
So we see when there's no problem, then she remembers you, and with the problems, she comforts you.
你晓得为什么刚才上帝用母亲的爱来形容他自己的爱？
Now, do you know why God uses mother's love to depict His love?
因为圣经说上帝就是爱。
Because the Bible says God is love.
这一个字爱就可以把整个上帝形容出来，衬托出来了。表扬出来。
The single word love can completely depict and amplify and exalt God's love.
这个爱就需要有个对象。
And this love needs an object.
不然的话，这个爱怎么显明出来呢？
Or else, how are you going to show this love?
这就是为什么上帝当初造亚当的原因。
And that's why God created Adam in the first place.
因为他造一个人，这个人可以接受上帝的爱。
He created Adam so that Adam can receive his love.
但是如果单单有一个男人，一个亚当，那上帝的爱很有限度，只能在他一个人身上，上帝的心还不能满足。
And if there's only one man, Adam, then it's quite constrained. God cannot fully show his love, so God needs a woman.
所以上帝为他造个妻子夏娃做个配偶，然后组织家庭，这个家庭里面。就能够更多的享受天父的爱。
That is to say, God has to create a woman in addition to the man, so that this woman, together with the man, can enjoy God's love.
然后这个夫妻两人结婚了，生男生女，子子孙孙，生养众多，就把上帝的爱扩散起来，普及开来，传到许许多多地方。只要有人的地方，就有上帝的爱。
And then this couple, they have children, and then they carry out this love, and then this love, God can be spread it out and throughout this whole world.
而这一份上帝的爱，只有在母亲的身上能够充分彻底的表现出来。
And then also, God's love can only be fully shown in mother's love.
有一次有一个国际性的一个画展，图画的画展，就选出第一名，最能够描写什么叫做享受，什么叫享受？有一幅图画。
Once there's this international art festival, and they are picking, the first prize, and the object is to pick the one that can show how to enjoy.
那就是一位做母亲的人，怀里抱着他的婴儿，他的孩子，然后用他自己的心血奶，他的心血来喂养这个孩子。一方面母亲的陶醉在那个享受里面，她把她自己的心血，乃是心血来喂她的孩子，那是最高的享受。
And the winner is this picture that depicts this woman carrying a baby and feeding her baby, and then the milk is from her own body, and then her face shows that how much she's enjoying doing this.
因此，这是最能够显出天父的爱。天父的爱怎么爱我们呢？用他儿子耶稣的血来使我们的罪得赦免。血里面不但能够赦免的罪，血里面有生命，还能供应我们，使我们能够过一个得胜的生活。
And similarly, God is using Jesus and using Jesus' blood to feed us, so that to support us, and then and this blood is like the mother's milk.
所以我们也可以这样说，基督教是最看重孝道的一个宗教。
And so we see that Christianity is the the religion that paid a lot of attention to how we honor our parents.
这个孝道的意思就是对父母的爱一种回报，一种 feedback， 一种回馈。
To honor our parents is to give our feedback back to our parents.
也最能够衬托上帝的心。
And this is the best way to show God's love.
所以圣经我们晓得有旧约、新约两部分。
And so the Bible has two sections. One is the Old Testament, the other one is the New Testament.
整个旧约的骨干就是十条诫命。
And the spine, the structure, basic structure of the Old Testament is the Ten Commandments.
这十条诫命里面第五条叫什么？当孝敬父母。
And what is the fifth commandment? That is to honor thy parents.
结果给我们应许，孝敬父母的人享受两种福，在世长寿，而且这个享受福分。
Well, one honor thy parents, one enjoy two things.That is to have a long life, and the other one is to enjoy.
享受神给他赐福分。
Enjoy God's blessing.
那个 blessing 也可以说 happiness， 就是享受神给他的快乐。
Also to enjoy God's happiness together with the blessing.
那么这是旧约，新约方面呢，有十架启言，耶稣在十架上讲了七句话。
In the New Testament, we see that Jesus said seven.Sentences while he was on the cross.
那么中间第三句话就是说，他看见他的门徒约翰那里，说跟约翰讲：“你看你的母亲玛利亚。”就跟玛利亚说：“看你的儿子。”他把他的母亲，耶稣把母亲交托给他所爱的门徒约翰。
And in the seventh sentence, Jesus said, Jesus looked at John and asked John, "Look at your mother, that is Mary," and asked Mary to look at.Your son, that is John, and then he give his mother to John.
可以看见出来，基督教是最看重孝道的宗教，无论旧约，无论新约，都强调要孝敬父母。
So we see Christianity pays a lot of attention to how we honor, respect our parents, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament.
英文里讲的 honor parents 都讲到尊敬，其实原文里面就是孝顺 ，obeying 要顺服。
In English, I keep on using the word honor, but actually it also carries the meaning to be obedient.
所以我们今天你来到这个可以说是值得在从心里面崇敬的一个节日，我们应当想到我们对父母的心。
So today while we are here, we should meditate and think about our mother.
首先要先想到我们今天这个母亲节是个国际性的节日。
First, this Mother's Day is an international event.
那实际上它是在1905年有一个基督徒叫做 Anna Jarvis 这位女的基督徒，她的母亲死了，她提议要成立要有一个母亲节。
It started in 1905. This lady called Anna Jarvis, and she wanted to remember her mom, and she started this event.
他讲了一句话，他说母亲是怎么样呢？是受苦最多，而酬劳最少，给他的好处最少。
She said thus, a mother is the one who suffered the most and who received the least rewards.
其实上做母亲，没有人要想得到酬报，但是我们做儿女不能因为这样想，因为母亲不要我们就不给，不可以。她是一个受苦最多，享福最少，酬劳最少。我们应当补偿他。
I'm sure a mother doesn't really ask for or expect any rewards, but we as children shouldn't think like that, and we should remember our mothers.
后来长老会首先响应，就开始有准备，要有每年有一个母亲节。
And the Presbyterian Church they continue her idea and started this Mother's Day.
后来1919年，就是第二次世界大战结束之后，后来因为很多母亲都失掉儿子，战场上打死了，所以后来教会就发动五月份第二个主日叫做母亲节。
In 1919, after the First World War, many people lost their sons and people lose their mothers, and so the church in the wake of this event, the World War, started on the second Sunday of May, the Mother's Day.
因此我们可以说母亲节是从教会发动开始的。
And so we see Mother's Day is started and advocated by churches.
教会应当影响社会，这是正常的规矩。
The church should influence the society, and that is the correct attitude.
我们教会一切的见证应当被社会所肯定。
Testimonies of the church should be accepted by the society.
讲到这里，我带了一份报纸来，我要跟各位分享一段的新闻。
Here I carry a newspaper with you, and I want to share with you this news.
这是在这个美洲地区的华人妇女联会啊，他选了第六届的模范母亲，第六届的模范母亲选出来了。
And this newspaper, the Young China Daily, elected the sixth annual model mother.Believe, the you know, perfect mother.
我们中间有一位姊妹，感谢主，她被选上了，一共有八位模范母亲，她中间的一位。
And among the eight mothers there, this sister in our church, she was elected.
我现在给她介绍啊，这个社会怎么看我们的姊妹是怎么样一个批评呢
？Now I would like to share with you how the society.Looks at the mother, the unmother here.
他说我们这位姊妹啊，怎么样教导子女的原则呢？是用耐心、爱心跟了解来感化年轻人。
And here it says how the sister of us, would, you know, love her children. First is with patience, second with love, third with understanding.
不但自己的子女教导得好。教会教友的子女二三十个人，以及亲友子女每月有五六个人都住在他家里接受他的教导。
Not only does he teach her own children, also among the young people in the church, 20, 30 of them, they would stay at her place and then accept her teachings.
他有一位女儿，人家访问他，问他妈妈怎么样，他说我的母亲是有才能、有智慧。有创造力的人。
And then people interview her daughter and ask her about her mother, and the daughter says that my mother is one with talent, with wisdom, and with creativity.
他们家里面有年龄很高的祖母，有跟他们住在一起的叔叔，还有其他父亲和接连诞生的小宝宝，家中人有条不紊，就他处理家务，上面是高堂，下面是儿孙。他都是井井有条处理得好。
And in her family, there was an old grandmother, and then also an uncle, and then you know children, father, and then also little babies. And in her family, all these housework, she can keep it very well, tidy.
我想这是社会对教会的肯定。
So we see that this is how a society accepted the church.
这是我们教会的荣誉。
And this is our honor.
但是我就想到，前天晚就是礼拜，就是晚上那个母亲节的晚会的时候，如果有新闻记者来参加的话，我想这个八位啊，模范母亲啊，都被我们包办，我们都会把他选上。
And we have this event on last Friday, 2 days ago, and I believe that the reporters, they came to look at the gathering that night, then I think sisters in this church would take up all these eight places.
社会都认识了这位姊妹，我们教会更应当认识，请黄姊妹、黄苏玲玉姊妹站起来好不好？黄姊妹，我们鼓掌了呢。
Sure, you all know her. That is Sister Huang.
她很谦卑。刚才我祝贺她，她说没有什么，我是个最平凡的人。但是我告诉你，今天许多伟大的事情都从平凡人身上做出来。
I was talking to her earlier, and I asked her, congratulations, and she was very humble. She said that I'm a very normal person.
所以世界上讲摇动这个是摇篮的手能够摇动世界。
But then a lot of great things are from common people, and we see the saying that the hand that that knocks the cradle is also the hand that can push things forward.
还有说到说，母亲的胸膛啊，就是儿女的天堂。
And also the saying that mother's breast is the children's heaven.
这都是真理啊。
And I believe those are all true.
还有一人说的更好，他说因为上帝天事情太多管不过来了，所以他就替每一个家造个母亲，然后替他去分享这个爱。
And another person put it even more nicely, and he said that, you know, because God has too many things to take care of, so he created a mother in every family so the mother can take up the work.
有人问我这个有没有圣经根据，我也找不出来。
Someone asked me if this is biblical, and then I looked and I couldn't find it.
虽然圣经找不出来，我们很愿意接受，这是个美丽的预言 ，Bible 啊，美丽的预言。
And I know it's not from the Bible, but I think this is a very pretty fable.
我们看见圣经里面太多太多母爱伟大的一种表现。
We see many, many times in the Bible, it talks about the greatness of mother's love.
一个外邦人迦南的妇人女儿病了，在求耶稣治病，耶稣说我不能把这个饼啊给那个狗吃，这妈妈说我好，狗也吃你桌子上掉下来碎渣子，她愿意做狗哎，做母亲。然后去接受耶稣的医治。
In New Testament talks about this Canaanite woman. She's asking Jesus to heal her son, and Jesus said that I cannot throw this bread to a dog. And but then the woman said that the dog would eat those crumbs from the master's table. And so Jesus said, "You have great faith," and he healed her son, her daughter.
你看所罗门断案的时候，那个妓女，两个妓女为着一个活的孩子争，后来那个真的妈妈，她为着要使她儿子活着，不会把她杀成两半，她说我放弃了，给她好了，我不要，我给她。
And also this prostitute, she's trying to get her son back, and the two of them went to King Solomon and asked him to judge, and King Solomon is about to.To chop the baby in order to find out who's the real mother. And then the real mother would say, no, don't do that. And, she showed her great love.
西庇太，先生讲的西庇太的太太，就是雅各约翰的母亲，为着两个儿子跟主耶稣求，一个坐在左边，一个坐右边，跟主耶稣骂了一顿，他也甘愿，他为着儿女的什么都可以。
And Zebedee's mother, John and the other apostle is sitting next to Jesus, talking to Jesus, and Jesus scold them.
还有一个前天晚上我们在这表演的那个撒母耳，他母亲哈娜把他撒母耳献上了给神。
And also in Samuel, it's also shown in the gathering that we had the other night, and Hannah is giving her son to God.
这件事你最熟悉的，你要替他祷告，对不对？他做伊利，连做伊利，对吧
？And Charles is Eli, so she should know this very well.
另外，提摩太的祖外婆信主，妈妈信主，这两代都信主，他第三代自然信主。为什么？他在母腹里面，他们就替他祷告。
And also in New Testament, Timothy believed in God because. Both his mother and his grandmother, they all believers, and they are praying for this little baby while he was in his mother's womb.
母亲的重要性是无法否认。
So we cannot deny mother's love.
你晓得路加福音十五章有个浪子，为什么是浪子吗？有爸爸没有妈妈，浪子。你看。
You know why in Luke it talks about this wanderer? Why is that such a person? It's because he.Has a father, but he doesn't have a mother.
伯大尼的拉撒路为什么死掉呢？因为没有妈妈，只有姐姐，没有妈妈，死了，没人照顾他，他死了。拉撒路虽然耶稣让他死里复活了，拉撒路。
And
Lazarus. 随便怎么翻都可以。
I forget the name. And then Jesus is calling Lazarus from the tomb and raising him from the dead, and that's because of his mother too.
哦，我们实在欠母亲的太多了。
For sure, we own our mothers a lot.
很简单一件事情，大家可以试验一下。
Now this is a simple test that one can carry.
我们做儿女人吃的饭，剩下的饭，你看谁吃？都是妈妈吃，妈妈吃我们的剩饭，这简直天经地义，都是这样子。
Now you see, who's going to finish the leftovers of all the kids? And it's the mother. It's something that's like, you know, people take for granted.
我们中间有哪一位说儿女人吃过母亲的剩饭呢？父母剩饭嫌脏的要死，还是吃它？还不吃了。
Now may I ask any one of you, do you finish your mother's leftovers?
我们常常说久病无孝子，就父母病了。哦，一天两天可以照顾，一个月两个月就有点困难了。一年两年你还照顾他吗？马马虎虎吧，随随便便吧，受不了。久病没有孝子，说中文讲。
And this is Chinese saying that if a mother has been sick for a long time, then there will be no good kids around. And you know you can take care of this woman for a year, 2 years, but after a while you get a little bit irritated.
但是我们母亲父母怎么样呢？病久，病了很久了，就见亲情啊，就看见母亲的情就出来了。病久见亲情。
And the opposite is that while the children have been sick for a long time, then you can see the true mother's love.
在台北有一个叫做王晓明的，你们知道，病了20年植物人，头脑没有头脑了，就傻傻的说20年之久，他父母天天喂饭喂他，这是一个植物人。
And then we see this person, Mr. Huang in Taiwan, and he's been sick for a long time, 20 years, and his mother has to feed him every day.
因此我们实在看见母爱跟儿女对父母的孝顺简直不成比例，不能比的，不能比的。
So we can see that this lopsided thing, you know, between a mother's love towards her children and children's love towards the mother.
我记得我家里有六个儿女，我们有六个儿女。
In my family, we have six children.
有一年在台湾啊，那还多年前，20多年前呢，我们有个母亲节的时候。
About 20 years ago in Taiwan and on Mother's Day.
那天我们就母亲节过了，晚上回到家里的时候，我就跟他们孩子讲，我说今天母亲节啊，我们做感谢主。我问你们一句话。你们到底是爱爸爸还是爱妈妈？你讲。
That day, we went home and in front of the kids, I asked them, you know, today's Mother's Day, whom do you love more, your father or your mother?
这六个孩子很滑头哎，都不讲哎，都不讲，你看看我看都不说，都不说啊。
These kids, they are very smart, you know, they look at each other and they don't say a thing.
我就问老大，哎，老大。你到底是爱爸爸还是爱妈妈？他说我都爱，都爱，两个都爱。
I asked the eldest one, and he said, I love both of you.
我说不能都爱，只能爱一个。
I said you can't, you can only pick one.
哎呀，老师，这太难，这太难，这题目太难，怎么答不上来了
啊 ？You know, he said this is too hard. Like I can't.
我说那好了，现在不必口头答复啊，发票选票好了，发六张票给你们。不要记名的，不记名的，爱爸爸就写个父，爱妈写个母啊，现在投票好不好？不记名投票。
So I said, okay, you know, I pass you guys a ballot. You can just put down whether you love a father or mother.
结果呢，发了票，拿回来了，我自己唱票，唱一个还在写，六票里面打开母一个母，啊母有一票了。
Okay, and I pass on the ballots, you know, I got back all the ballots and I count them, and I open one up, first one is mother.
第二个打开，哎，又是母，还是母。
Second one is also mother.
开到三票、四票、五票，我都不想开了，都是母母母，一只母。
Third and the fourth, you know, I'm so fed up with, they're all mother.
啊，最后一票打开看，赫然有个负，有个负一票。
And the last one I open up, and that one is father.
总算挽回一城了，挽回一票啊。
So you know, at least save my face, and I got one vote.
这一票谁投我的，你知道吧
Now, who gave me this vote, you know?
是个女孩子，我的女儿投我，有个女儿投我了。
That's one of my daughters.
她事后跟他们哥哥讲，她我老早知道，今天爸爸一定会吃瘪，会吃瘪了。
And
吃瘪怎么办？
She said that, well, you know, I knew this was going to happen, you know. Father's going to get mad and jealous because of this.
Fine.